Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I have tagged this day as when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Wednesday. So when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. So God morning, God morning, God morning. Welcome to each of you. Thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. Let us go to God in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we bless you and praise your magnificent name, Jesus. We thank you because you are a great God. And so we come together right now here on the Master's Call, just giving you the honor, giving you the glory, and giving you all of the praise. And we thank you, God, for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for the vision that you gave to the visionaries, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. We thank you, God, for their yes. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to elevate them to higher and higher heights than you, Father. We thank you, Father, for each and every person that is dialing in and that will listen later. And we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven in their lives, Father. And so right now we clear the atmosphere, God, that your word will go forth free, clear, uncontaminated, and unhindered in the name of Jesus. And I ask that you would bless the vessel that will come this morning with the word straight from the throne, God. And I pray right now that you will increase in her as she decreases in the name of Jesus, God. And so as we go through this day, we go through this day thinking about your goodness, thinking about your protection, thinking about your grace, thinking about your joy, thinking about your strength, God. God, we give you all of the glory. We give you all of the honor, and we give you all of the praise as we worship you on this day and forevermore. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless and the mighty, the marvelous and magnificent name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things, and they are done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, without further ado, I would like to turn this call over to our hostess for this morning, Minister Jackie Henderson Silver Fox. Are you out there this morning?
I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Well, God bless you this morning, and thank you. Thank you so much for greeting and seating the people this morning and opening us up with that praise this morning and that powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, I welcome each and every one of you to the call this morning. And if you can indulge me, I'd like to give you a little background on this call. This call was started in October 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And our scripture reference for this call is being found in Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the mornings my prayers come before you. And our mission statement this year is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website. And at that website, all of our messages have been archived, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And those messages have been archived ever since the beginning of this call. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. Now, our theme for this year is Through Me, Miracles, Signs, and Wonders Can Be Seen. So we thank God for this call. So if you feel led to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Tiffany, our songbird, did so wonderfully this morning, or as a host, as I am doing right now, or God has led you with a word that you feel that you should share, and you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. So please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is I-N-F-O at themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what brought us all together was this phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life. It was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. And it was established under the title of Artist International. But this company has brought us all together each and every morning so that we can share a word from the Lord. This company is a phenomenal, phenomenal company. Has great products that help us to continue in great health as God so declared that we do. So get with the person that invited you to this call and they can share more information about this phenomenal company. Now get ready for the regional conference in July, where our own Sunday morning, our own Minister Edith Bird will be delivering the word from Ojai. So get prepared for this regional conference, July the 8th. Get registered. Go on your back office to obtain more information, hotel information, and make your flight informations now. Now, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. And this is Wednesday, which is Awareness Wednesday. So tune into that call where our topic this morning will be erectile dysfunction. And it will be delivered by our own power couple, our king and queen of artists, the phenomenal Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. So dial into that call immediately following this call. But right now, I'd like to get out of the way so that we can bring forth the word of the Lord this morning. And I'd like to introduce our speaker this morning. She is a phenomenal, phenomenal lady. She wears a lot of hats, and that is none other than the Honorable Cynthia Cox. She entered the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee member. In 2018, Cynthia was elected as the 79th AD Female District Leader and has held her position as such. Minister Cynthia serves as the DC 37 union member and a board member at the number of charities and business groups, and as an active NAACP Bronx branch member and New York state chaplain. Minister Cynthia focuses on advocating for families within the 79th district on issues of social services, economic needs, and with her goal is implementing self-efficiency. In addition to her advocacy position, Minister Cynthia sings gospel at the AME Zion Church on the Hill and is the floor captain at Concourse Village, as well as the entrepreneur. Honorable Cynthia Cox holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary and is a graduate of the NYPD Citizens Police. Honorable Cox is known for her qualities of determination, preservation, resiliency, and her work on the entrepreneurship program. So for those that don't know her, I would love to introduce, and for those that do, I present to you this morning our speaker of the hour, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you, Minister Jack. I appreciate you so much. Good morning, and happy Wednesday to each and every one for joining us here on the morning call. I'm so grateful this morning. And I thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that tag, when God saved me. I mean, you know, I'm really, it resonated with morning. This morning I had to just get up and just walk around in my place, just say praising God for that song, because I do sing that in church also, and that wonderful prayer. Thank you, Minister Jackie, for that beautiful introduction. I certainly appreciate you also, you guys. You know, one thing, it just makes me, my heart warms to come on this call and be able to be a light, and you guys certainly light me up. I'm smiling right now from ear to ear, and I thank God. I want to thank God for the two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for the last 7 years and 8 months, Monday through Friday, we're on the Master's Call. This gives you the energy to go out and be, to share and help others. And in my community right now, I am running for re-election, so you know I'm on, so I need this every morning. I've been doing it every morning, but I definitely need it more now than ever. I want to thank the prayer warriors and guests that joined us this morning on the Master's Call. Lord, I just can't thank the Diaz de Leon family for bringing our life to America. Just we are now, we can get healthy. We'll thank God for that. So I'm going to come to you a few minutes from Psalm 70. They had three parts to that. And the first part was pray for God and save you quickly to give you a help without delay. My second one was ask God to bless you and his people. Amen. Ask God to bless you and the people. And today is third, confess your helplessness before God and ask for immediate help. Amen. Ask for immediate help. That's what I need this morning. Immediate help, because this is a trying time here in the state of New York and Bronx, because it is politics time. It is time for us to be reelected, and more importantly, we have to empower our community that they must vote. And everything's going on in the world now. We must take real serious, pay attention to what's happening, and don't take it lightly by going to the polls, because I just, you know, got a report that was really very disturbing to me in our district, that we have the poll sites not about one block from your house, maybe two, and you can take the elevator and go right to the poll site, but they chose not to do that. But in the meantime, let me just move forward with God, what he has me to do, and I can just keep on sharing. Psalm 70 and verse 5 said, "But I am poor and needy. Make haste unto me, O Lord, there art my help and my deliverance. O Lord, make it no terror." So this is where I am with this. I can't thank God enough this morning. I can't thank the whole artist, entire family for all that they do for us in this school and making us move forward. And I thank my family for plugging in to listen, because God has been good to me and he's been good to all of us. We have to recognize that. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the world you made and for the blessing in our lives. Fill our hearts with gratitude, but words in our mouth to acknowledge and appreciate you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Again, like I said, I'm coming to you to confess your helplessness before God and ask for immediate help. So we read that 70, and sometimes I have to look at this on my level. I do need God. I confess for my helplessness before God, and I immediately need his help right about now. So only God could rescue David from the victory of enemies. Admit that he was poor, afflicted, and needed. David confessed his total helplessness to the Lord. He was totally dependent on God to be his help and deliverance. How many of you are delivering on God? How many of you help us? How many of us right now need God for everything? I thank God for Dr. PK was talking about we're going to be doing the fasting in July. Oh, yes, I will be doing it, because I tell you, I just can't thank Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for doing one in the first part of the year, because it really, really works if you follow it. It really works. For that, the reason David concluded that his prayer, as he began by urging God to rescue him from his very determination to enemies, he again emphasized that in time, as we, in essence, pleaded that God to make haste, not terror or delay. If God did not intervene quickly, he would be too late. It would be too late for him. So we right now need God help me, God, in this world, everything that's going on right now, we need him more than ever. And I was at an event, and it was saying to them that the young people are looking at their phones, and they don't have anything to be connected to. And I said, well, you know, when I was raised, we had to go to church. There was no looking at, well, we didn't have the technology that we have today, but still, they always something that God has for us to do, but we must understand. What I thought was, what encouraged us to know the Lord cares about or us? What do you know about the Lord and about the poor because and the needy? Because right now where we at in the 79th Assembly District, they said this is the poorest district, but I'm not claiming nothing like that. I said we all can be recognized that our own helplessness is in the first step towards receiving God's help. The scripture tells us that Paul learned by glory his deferment because he was going through weakness and that came truly to know God's strength. In 2 Corinthians 12:9-10 says, but the awareness of his grace is all you need. My power is greater when you are weak. Yes. Yes, because when you're weak, you have time to listen. You know, I was in a car accident some years ago, and you know, I was in the world hanging out, but God said, I have to slow you down. Let me show you who's in control here. I was supposed to be going to church, but I was going to City Island, and then the horse jumped on the hood. So at that point, I stayed out for 3.5 months. I cried every day. And after I cried, when I got my health back and my strength back, I said, well, I will not miss another day in church. It's nothing going to stop me from going to church. And now I will not miss a time of church because we need God all the time, every day. I am so happy that, you know, my grandmother raised us in that manner. She taught us that way we had to go to church. It wasn't nothing about now the youth talking about they not going to church. That would never been in our home. We had to go. She ruled the house, not the children. But nowadays, they run in the house and nobody goes to church. And that's not good because when times get hard and life gets thrown, like I said, something at you, you don't know where to go. But if you know the Lord, if you know God, hey, you got time. You say, I'll get on my knees. I can pray. It's nothing like a praying grandmother. Oh, God, she prayed. Then we go to part our weakness. In order to feel that the protection of His Christ, power over our, you know, each other. And sometimes we got to understand how God works. He might not come when you want to, but He's on time. Who knows better than He is definitely on time. Cast all your cares upon Him. Well, He cares for you. That's 1 Peter 5:7. Be careful for nothing, but in every pray by supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart, mind through Jesus Christ. And that's Philippians 4:6-7. Because at the track of time, you can read those later. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace and help in a time of need, Hebrews 4:16. So we got to go back to saying, God, confess your helplessness before God and ask Him for His immediate help so that we may understand that God, He's on time. He can understand. We don't know how God, He loves us, and we have to love Him back by going to the throne, thanking God, for the Lord God, help me. Therefore, He shall not be confined. Therefore, have set my face like a flint. I know that I shall not be ashamed. He is near and justify me. Who's content with me? Let us stand together. Whose mind averse? Let me come to near to me before the Lord. God will help you, me, and everybody who gives Him time. He understands. He sits high and He looks low. I always said to some of the, I have to assign people to work on the polls. And so sometimes they don't understand. I said, I need help when I'm doing this work. It's a lot, but it is rewarding because I'm helping my community to be empowered. They got to understand because God gave me this assignment. I had just came out of work. I wasn't planning on doing this. I was going to travel the world. But God gave me an assignment. So I came to help my community, to empower my community, to make sure they understand that God is with you. God is good. When you have difficult moments, you seek God. When you have quiet moments, you worship God. When you have painful moments, you trust God. You trust God in everything you do. And that song that Minister Tiffany was singing, oh, my God, it is so true. God has been good to us. Do we understand how the goodness of God? He is on time. He's an on-time God. He never fails us. We fail him. We don't have the time. We're busy. And, you know, I found out that my time, I have to take time out and just, you know, stay still. Yesterday was so much things going in my life, chatter, this, that. I thought, oh, no, I got to minister in the morning. I have to leave you guys alone. I have to move to the next level. I got to go and be with my Lord and Savior, get my quiet time. The joy of the Lord is with my strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. If you know yourself, if you know God, God is good. I can't do it. I love to say God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time, not sometimes. Sometimes people got some type of God is good today, tomorrow, and always. God is always on time. And all the things, all his way, acknowledge him. He shall direct our path. And so I can come back to say, Lord, confess your helplessness and before God and ask for his needed help. So I immediately needed him on yesterday. I needed him throughout this whole time that we started petition time. I need God because, you know, things happen and people are doing things that not of God, and I'm not planning to change my ways. I have to go with the God ways, the godly ways. You know, and you got to stay on his side. You can't do what other people do because, you know, that's he sees all. And now he has a time for everything. And so if you decide you want to do that, then, hey, you're not on Christ's side. I can do all things through Christ, which spent me. That's what I share with them. I can do all things. So no matter what anyone is doing, the only time you confess that you confess your helplessness before God is asking him for your immediate help, and I do certainly do that. All things work together for good. Amen. Everything works together for good. We know the faith and strength of the inside, lost in man without it. The greatest teaching is given. Christ in you. And the hope of the glory. So God is helping us every day. So if you understand confessing your helpless before God and ask God for immediate help, he will help you. All you have to do is get down on your knees and say, God, Jesus, oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I tell you, I said it, and every time I see it, see, Mac, I get a little higher. The spirit of my life, God has been good to me. He had brought me a long ways. I tell you, from the North Carolina to New York, Lord, I don't regret New York. I love New York. I love New York. I love the place. I love, but anything you want to do, you got to understand that God is on time. He's an on-time God, so we must understand. We must understand what he's doing for us. And Father knows, he knows us. And one thing we got to do is get to know him. And when we get to know him, we can go places and do things. But in this meeting, in closing, let us say, confess your helplessness before God and ask for his immediate help. And back to you, Minister Jackie.
Well, thank you, Minister Cox, for that powerful word this morning. And I will be calling you back for the benediction after a brief word of prayer. God, we thank you for this day. Again, we shall continually praise you for this day, for this is a day that you have made, and we shall rejoice in it. God, we thank you for those that have called in with their prayer requests. You know each and every request. You know each and every part on this line. God, we ask you continuing to lift us up and to grant each and every request because we know that you are a powerful God. And we know that when we ask for immediate help, that you are there. Because you said in your word, in all thy ways acknowledge you, you shall direct our path. And we know that you are there not only to direct our path, but to lift us up. And we thank you, Lord. So we know that when we call on your name, that name of Jesus, for there is so much power in that name,
And we thank you for hearing us and answering our prayers and giving us just what we need. We thank you for those that are sick, that you are healing each and every one of them. God, for those that need comfort, you are there to comfort them. You are such a great comforter. God, for those that just need strength, you are our strength in everything that we do. We give honor and we give praise to you, O God. We thank you for those that have suffered a loss, that you shall give them the kind of peace that is beyond understanding, for you have said that in your word. God, we thank you for this call. We thank you for each and every morning it's going forth, and the ministers on this call, as we all grow stronger and stronger in you. We thank you for the founders of this call and their obedience to say yes and give us this platform. We also thank you for that anointed company, Artists International, and how it's helping us to increase the strength in our natural bodies, God. We ask your anointing upon that company to continue to lead and guide them in your way and prosper each and every distributor that is now involved in Artists and those that will become involved. We ask that you continually bless each and every caller on this line. Give them the peace and the glory and the honor that is due them, Lord. And we shall in return do the same with you. We lift you up. We cover this prayer in your precious name, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Well, if you'd like to hear the playback of this powerful word this morning, you can call back on 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POWN. And again, I'd like to remind you of the Artists Regional Conference in Houston, Texas in July, where on July the 8th, our very own Minister Edith Berg will deliver the message to the masses at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And remember, immediately following this call is the morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005. So please dial into that call immediately following this call, where the topic of the day is erectile dysfunction. Well, we thank each and every one of you for joining the call this morning, and we'd like to thank Minister Tiffany for opening us up with that beautiful song and that powerful tagline this morning. And we thank Minister Cox for her message this morning, ask for immediate help. And again, this has been Jackie Henderson, and it has been an honor to serve you this morning. And I'd like to bring back Minister Cox as she gives us our benediction.
Thank you, Minister Jackie. Lord, thank you for each moment you give us. May we strive to honor you with this gift by using our time wisely for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a lovely day, everyone.